Kumon Tutoring on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
Your children go to school. They get homework and then they get graded at school. The grades might be great, they might be average, or they might be a little lower than they should be. But whoever the child, they could all benefit from Kumon Tutoring.
Children have made massive progress, whether it be in maths or English. For example, I've got one particular child and her teacher had said to her mum at parents' evening that her mental multiplications and fractions were the best the teacher had seen in her 20 years in working as a teacher.
With one centre in Ilkley and another in Skipton, I thought it's high time I found out exactly what it is. Sarah Muir, the Kumon instructor from Ilkley, explains how the tutoring works.
I would advise new students to come twice a week, but the majority come once a week because of other commitments. They work with me here for about half an hour, and any new work they do with me, and then I send them home with homework to do every day, which is like a repetition of what they've done with me to make sure they understand what they've been doing.
Children can start Kumon at pretty much any age, but the work they do is not related to how old they are. Diane Bailiff, the Kumon instructor from Skipton, tells us how the level of work is chosen.
We basically assess the child to start, and we don't say because you're seven, for example, that you start at a particular start point. We start this child at a point that's just right for them, and they basically work at that level, and we progress them as and when they're ready. So we don't move them on to another topic until they've mastered a particular topic. We start them at a very comfortable start point to get them into the daily habit of studying, to build their confidence. So it's much easier to get them into the habit of studying. Whilst it's very familiar, very easy work to build their confidence, but our aim is for a child to reach their potential. So we aim for each child to reach a point where they're working above their school level, ideally within a year.
But what difference can actually be seen in the children that do Kumon? One of the most suitable people to tell us has to be a parent.
Hi, my name's Nancy and I've got three children. I have Michael, who's seven.
Hello, my name is Michael and I'm seven.
Joseph, who's five.
My name is Joseph and I'm 5 years old.
And Annabelle, who's three.
Hello.
Annabelle hasn't started Kumon yet, but after a few months with Kumon in Ilkley, what changes has been seen in Michael and Joseph?
Oh, there's quite dramatic differences. First of all, the work ethic has really improved. So although they weren't too bad to start with, they were completely very good at sitting down and doing their work, and they are focused and they've got good attention span, good concentration. The mental maths, according to the schools, and I've noticed, has really flourished. Also, they're a lot better at learning themselves and trying to work things out themselves. At first there's a lot of difficulty with that, but in recent weeks and months it's been a lot better, and they're sitting doing that themselves.
Over in Skipton, another three children have been getting involved with Kumon, and together with their mum I had a chat to them about it.
Hello, I'm Jill.
Hello, I'm Laurie and I'm 14.
Hello, I'm Finley and I'm 9.
Hello, I'm Anna and I'm 7.
But what was it that made Jill consider Kumon in the first place?
I knew a couple of other parents that brought their children to Kumon, and I think we had a flyer in a school bag which we came across. And also, I just wanted to give Laurie initially a bit of help with maths at school, just to boost his confidence.
And what difference has it made? So what difference do you notice both in Laurie and all three of your other children?
Their ability to sit down and concentrate on a piece of work. Their ability in tackling different types of mathematics. Their school reports for the maths are great, and show great improvement year on year. So I do think it's a really solid way to support your children.
I thought it was quite easy because you started on near the start, depending on your age, and I started on quite an easy level. So just doing simple addition and subtraction.
And did that change as the time went on?
Yes, it got a lot harder as you get older, you get through the different levels.
Some of the other year fours, say we were doing a maths test, I could get 100% and some of the other ones could get a couple of them wrong.
100%? Not bad. More importantly, though, what does Anna think about doing the extra work in the summer holidays?
Well, sometimes I don't want to do it on holiday, and sometimes I just get on with it.
Another mum and daughter from Skipton think the extra help of Kumon is a good way to get ahead for a certain exam, which you may be familiar with if you live in or around Skipton.
I'm Sarah, hi.
Amber, age 10.
I think really it was probably the 11 plus exam locally. We really wanted to make sure that Amber had a firm foundations for maths ready for that exam. So at age 7 she started, so it did make sense at that age to begin the process of Kumon.
It felt quite fun because you knew that you were like starting to learn stuff other than at school.
Now, we all struggle to find enough hours in the day, so do Sarah and Amber ever struggle to get that little bit of extra work done?
Well, when we started, it was quite... we could do it all the time. Sometimes now it's a bit tricky to find the time.
I think it's... you're talking about 30 minutes a day maximum, and when they start, it's probably not 30 minutes, it's probably 10. And actually finding 10 minutes in a day is quite easy, either when they first get up or when they get in from school or after their clubs. And as the books progress and, you know, time goes on and Amber's advanced, the books have got harder and do take slightly longer, but I think she's probably developed those study skills now to actually know she's got to do it and will usually do it most days.
And now to introduce the biggest family at Kumon Skipton, Mum Azra, who has 6 daughters, 5 of who I met.
I'm Maria and I'm 18.
I'm Malika and I'm 12.
I'm Anissa and I'm 15.
I'm Medea and I'm 17.
I'm Aisha and I'm 10.
So what was it that made Azra consider Kumon in the first place for her girls?
Well, my nephews, they had been doing Kumon for a while, and then I saw the difference in their maths. So I thought I'd let my daughters have a try. And from that day on, I haven't looked backwards. Their maths was really good. Their times table at the age of 6, 7, 8, they knew it fluently. So that's what I wanted for my daughters.
And we thought it would help our learning in school, and we'd be quicker at maths and English. Every time we do maths work, I finish like in 2 minutes, but they take like the whole lesson.
Malika and Aisha are 12 and 10, but their older sister, 15-year-old Anissa, is approaching her GCSEs next year and knows that there are big differences between her maths and her school friends who don't do Kumon.
I just find it easier to understand some of the algebra side of maths than other people, and quite a lot of them still struggle with times tables in my year, so I find that kind of weird because I've always done that quite early on in Kumon. At the end of it, I've seen that Kumon has helped me in class especially, so I try to do as much of it as I can.
And finally, the eldest two daughters, Maria, who is 18, and Madika, who is 17, have been students for 7 years, but are now helping as classroom assistants for the future children of Kumon.
It was just nice to see how Kumon helps. Like, we work with the little kids about 4 or 5 years old, so we can actually see the difference from when they first started to now and how much of their maths and English has improved.
It's weird being on the other side of the table, so I'm seeing the difference it makes to them as well as noting how much difference it's made to me. Yeah. It's quite nice to see that.
If you've been listening and wondering about your child's maths and English potential and fancy having a chat to Kumon instructors, then contact either Diane from Skipton on skipton@kumoncentre.co.uk or call Skipton 796615. Alternatively, you could contact Sarah from Ilkley on ilkley@kumoncentre.co.uk or phone her on Skipton 796553. And just a note, Kumon is spelt K-U-M-O-N.
Kumon Tutoring on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.